Welcome to the Wretched Hive Podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Moss Eisley Spaceport.
What are you talking about?
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
This is ridiculous.
We must be cautious.
Actually, we're just a bunch of guys talking about Star Wars and other stuff.
I'm looking forward to having some real talk with some real folks.
That's good news.
I like the sound of that.
This is a special Wretched Hive After Hours phone call about the international trailer. I just watched it. I just watched it just right before I called you.
Oh, so you've only seen it once then?
I've only seen it one time.
I posted it on our Facebook page so all of our listeners can check it out. I'm sure many of them will find it on their own, but you know, definitely it's there for you to check out. I just want to point it out. I wanted to talk to you today, actually, because when I saw it, there were three things that really stood out for me. And
okay.
I'm going to see if they are the same three things that might, or not just three, but some of the things that you might have picked up on as well. So,
all right, lay it on me.
All right, number one. Oh my God, the Death Star, man.
The one shot of when she says, they call it the Death Star.
Yes.
And
yes.
The beam.
The point of view, first of all, everything we've seen in all the trailers up until this point of the Death Star and the feeling of the perspective, the point of view of it, is always looking up, it's eclipsing whatever, a sun or a moon or whatever behind that. Everything that you see from this thing is just terrifying. But here is this moment that we have not seen ever in a Star Wars film, the Death Star shooting a planet from the point of view of you standing on the planet.
Yeah, no kidding. That was amazing.
Oh yeah,
amazing. What? And actually, there's some other visuals we've seen of interesting angles of the Death Star that we haven't seen, like, you know, the eclipsing the sun.
Yes.
And looking down from above the Death Star, down past the Death Star to the planet surface.
Yes.
Really doing some amazing work there.
Oh, absolutely. I won't linger on it, but that is definitely my highlight from this trailer, what I brought
home
for myself.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. So
okay.
What's number two?
Another thing real quick, we don't have to stay on it, is you get to see Jen's mother on this one.
Oh, I missed that. No. That's right. When she's young.
Yeah. So that's, I think, the first time we get to see her really in the trailer. And then of course there is the extended Darth Vader.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The side shot with the hand up. I'm dying. Now, I just, every time I think they can't possibly put new footage out there or something like this comes out. There is one more thing I want to add in real quick. I'm sorry if you wanted to jump in, but she is, this goes with the theory we talked about on the regular podcast. She is holding a necklace that has some sort of a crystal. It definitely goes with a spoiler that I was talking about previously 2 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously by the way that the Death Star is firing on the planet, I really now believe that what I was talking about spoiler-wise is going to come true.
Oh, man. You mean...
It sounds like you have the Death Star approaching you right now.
I'm actually in my car. That was my... Sorry. Okay, so a couple things that jumped out for me.
Yeah.
Number one, I love the additional scenes that we get treated to from when she's a little girl and the Imperials are coming down to the planet. She's running in the Imperial shuttle.
Yes.
Flies overhead.
Yeah,
that was just like bone chilling for me.
Yeah.
And then the other one that was, I mean, it must have been like a 2 second shot or even less, but it's an image of X-wing fighters flying down below some sort of like steel. Like our point of view is looking through this steel matrix, and you see the X-wing fighters on the other side of it.
Yes. Okay. Oh, damn. How much time do we have? Because I really need to say
something. We got about another 30 seconds. It's okay. Go.
Okay. Yes, so that is absolutely true. It looks like some sort of a structure that is in orbit. They're in space, but you're looking down on them as they're flying underneath the Matrix-looking thing or whatever.
Yeah.
There is a total throwback to the original X-Wing TIE Fighter moment where you see an X-Wing pulling out of a dive above that same structure. It's a different shot, but it is the original shot of the X-Wing pulling up from the Death Star, the old style, not the CG style. And I love that. I can't even, goosebumps, man. I've got goosebumps like you can't even imagine right now. It's so great.
But that's what you get when you get these. I mean, these guys that are making these movies, Scott, are our age.
I know.
It kind of reminds me of, like, I remember being in the stands at Dodger Stadium when Mike Piazza was a rookie. And I'm looking at that. I'm looking at him going, like, I'm 2 years older than he is. You know? So these guys that are our generation are working this magic now, and they're fans.
Oh, yeah.
They grew up with this stuff just like we did, except they gravitated towards the arts and eventually became a film directors, and now they are getting to play in the ultimate sandbox.
Oh,
and it is
absolutely.
Just so fun to be a fan on this side of it, to watch them do it. It's like having these fans direct these movies is like having one of us direct these movies. It's so cool.
It really is. Yeah, I am so going back now, and I'm going to run side-by-side footage of that X-Wing shot that I was just talking about with the shot that I'm thinking of from A New Hope. I'm almost certain that it is that almost same identical angle shot, X-Wing flying. It's amazing, and yes, these people are going back, and they're doing it right. I mean, they're just making it awesome.
Now we just got to hope that it's a good movie and you know, everything comes together like these visuals have, and I think we're going to have an outstanding movie.
I have a lot of hope and excitement for this film. I mean, really, there is a story that's being told here that is just awesome. And yes, this will be a battle we finally get to see on screen. It's an actual war, and I think that's going to be amazing.
So cool. All right, buddy, I got to go.
Yep.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. I had to do this. Yeah, let me know how it turns out. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'll it's short enough. I can probably just email it to you.
Oh, cool.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay.
See you.
All right. Signing out. All right. Bye, buddy.